Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, get out in that backyard, fire up grill, smoker, maybe even go to your shed. There's a little sneak peek to what's going to happen this week on the show, because we're going to have a little bit of fun with the pub shed, but we're going to get into that a little later. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We're so happy you took a little time out to listen to us talk about this smoky slice of the airwaves, a little bit of radio with two guys that just love their grills, okay? We love our grills and smokers, and we're so excited we come here every weekend just to talk to you.
Well, the time moves ahead this weekend, and that is the first official start of spring in my world, which means there is no reason not to get out in your backyard and fire up the equipment. And, you know, it's one of those things. Is I just came off the Home and Garden show last weekend, Bob.
And I saw you there every day.
Yeah, I know. You were there as well with your spa dealer. And I had the very good fortune of being invited by the Association of Landscape Professionals here in West Michigan. They set up this 150 by 200-foot garden, complete with pavers and hundreds of plants and trees. And I was able to put one of my outdoor kitchens right in the middle of it. And what it did is it transformed me into, this could happen in your backyard.
An outdoor kitchen god.
Yeah. And this could happen in your backyard, which is much more than I ever could have done in a 10 by 10 booth, right? Like
that most trade shows have. You had the best possible strategic position. So no matter where you are, if you've got a business and there's a home show coming in, get in with the landscapers and finagle your way into the middle of them.
Right.
But if you bring a beer tap fountain like Joppy did, put beer in it for crying out loud. You're running water through the thing.
Yeah, well, it was 36 gallons a minute. And even all the brewers that we know couldn't keep up with me when that thing was running all day. But
there's pictures on the Grilling Guys Facebook page. Go to Facebook / The Grilling Guys and check out the Jop Man in front of his giant water fountain with beer taps. It was pretty cool. You should have won some kind of an award.
Well, for those of you that go to trade shows with your business, and a lot of people do, I have never in all the years I've been doing this had such a magnetic draw. It was a simple concept. I put 24 tappers across the top of an 8-foot wall and pumped water through them through a circulating pump and made a fountain. Right, is all I did. We had it lit. It was kind of cool. Made a lot of noise. Man, you had to go to the bathroom a lot when you were standing there, though, with all that water running behind you all day long. But I bet I had 1,000 people, if I had one, I'm not exaggerating a bit, come and take a picture of that thing. And it was a creative little idea that we had. And
you should have had your business sign on it.
Well,
because that's great media.
Well, yeah, exactly. And had I not been a guest of the Landscape Association, I would, because there was literally about 14 businesses that came together to put that entire display.
But you were the one that stood there
right
every day.
So I got a chance to talk to a lot of people. Yeah. And we're going to get some additional outdoor kitchen business and outdoor entertainment spaces, because it's just not the kitchen. I mean, that whole thing was set up to be an outdoor entertainment space, much like you have in your backyard.
What's your website called?
It's called homelifehomes.com.
Yeah, just hit that website, and he'll build a beer tap fountain for you,
yeah,
too. And he won't stand back there for 3 days in a row, but he might come out there and teach you how to do a perfect steak.
Yeah, or because we had both grills and smokers. Thanks to our friends at Garrett's Appliance. They brought over the Full Monty refrigeration, kegerators.
The Full Monty.
And smokers and grills. And all of that stuff came from there if you happened to swing by the booth last week.
The other big hit at the show was the Shed Pub. And we're going to talk to the brainiac that came up with that concept, Pub Sheds, Inc., is here. And next segment, we're going to get into something for your backyard that's perfect for St. Paddy's Day. But today, if you're listening on Saturday, March 11th, 1991, my father left the earth. So I just want to kind of give him a little shout out. I know he's listening because he loves grilling.
Yeah. Yep. And he enjoys listening to me.
I don't think he ever touched
a
grill
to you,
in his life.
But he probably is thinking about it. He's like, hey, look at that little shoot down
honestly,
there.
Honestly, he was a Youper lumberjack. He never touched a grill. The little lady in the kitchen ran out and got the grill going.
Yeah,
so,
all he ever did was tweak the cat, and we'll just leave that at that.
We're not doing cat stories. I have a couple really good ones. So I spent my week in Cincinnati. And I love Cincinnati. I used to work in the Blue Ash District, and I don't know it. You know, you get an affinity for certain places, and I had so many great times. I was working for Ford Motor Credit at the time, and I was a regional manager. My big boss was there, so we had a box at for the Reds. So when I came to town, I got the box. And I got to choose which one of my buds from that office got to go with me, or anybody, you know. Yeah. So I was extremely popular when I came to town because I had the tickets.
It's like carrying a stake around
That's
your waist
right.
at a dog show.
But my very first day in training down there, the guys in the office couldn't wait to take me out to lunch and show this Michigan boy what they do in Cincinnati with chili. And when they told me what they did, I looked at them like they had three heads because they said they make chili with chocolate and coffee in it.
Right.
And then they pour it over spaghetti noodles. And I'm like, man, you guys can mess up some chili. So we went right next door to our big tower office was a little strip mall, and it had a Skyline chili in it.
Right.
So they, you know, Jerry says, okay, just follow my lead, do what I do. So he ordered a five-way, and that's Skyline chili with beans on spaghetti noodles with onions and finely shredded cheese. So they bring you out this plate that is this beautiful mountain of wonderful stuff. And then they give you some oyster crackers, which you put around the outside because the noodles are always weeping a little water and the beans
sure.
have water. And then you pour a bunch of their hot sauce on top of it. I'm going to tell you, man, every time I go to Cincinnati, it's like a kid at Christmas because I go to the first Skyline I see, and I did it. I tweeted out some pictures, or I put them on the Grill and
Rice
page, but maybe Barbecue Bob at Facebook. I filmed the people in those Skyline chili places are the nicest people you'd ever want to hire. You walk in and everybody yells hi to you.
Right? Are these kind of like the Greek? People here in West Michigan have great little chilies
like
and conies and stuff like that.
Is
it similar to that or not?
Well, no. I think they do use beef hearts, but it's a chili that's brown. I've made it for you before, haven't I? You can buy it at Kroger in the can, and it's fantastic. I would tell you to do so because if you've never had a Skyline, get a can of it, get some dark kidney beans or some black beans, whatever your favorite beans are, boil up some spaghetti noodles, chop some nice onion, and get some finely shredded, sharp cheese, and make your own little mountain of marvel. Then you got to put some good hot sauce on top. And oh man, it's
so
love.
It's spaghetti. It's not like a macaroni noodle.
No,
it has a noodle in it.
Yeah,
so
it's a spaghetti noodle.
The chili that we win competitions with has no pasta in it.
You had to throw
right?
that in there.
Well,
didn't
I did,
you?
Of course.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, down there,
Thrown
that's
down.
What they call chili, right?
I mean, because it's
got noodles.
It's called
on
Cincinnati
it.
Chili.
Right.
It's just a different type of chili. And you know, I posted it, and some of my friends from Texas and Arizona and whatever, like, hating on it. It's like,
right,
okay, open up. And there are different things, you know, you can eat. Consider it a radical spaghetti if you want.
Yeah.
Don't call it chili, but trust me, if you take a bite of it, you're going to be madly in love with it. So I also went to Mad Tree Brewing Company down there with my niece and her husband and baby. And it's a giant place like Founders. It's just great big thing that is stellar. They have about 15 brews on tap and wicked awesome wood-fired pizza. So,
great place to go if you're in the area.
Yes.
Speaking of great places to go, coming up next, we're going to put a turnkey bar in your backyard, shows up on a flatbed trailer, you plug it in, and you're drinking. You listen to Grilling Guys, stick with us, we'll be back.